11th chapter of Hebrews. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Everybody say things not seen. I just want to talk about the unseen things. Amen. There are some folks that say, show me and I'll believe it. Let me see it, then I'll believe it. You know, let me see some evidence that this thing is real. And a lot of times they'll say those things while they're looking at the evidence. Brother Mike, if you don't mind, come up here and stand by me for just a moment. Amen. Yeah, I can't see you back there. I want to look at you.
I couldn't see.
See this guy here? You folks on the internet, can you see him? All right. Briefly, tell us where you were about 18 or 19 years ago, and what, or 20 years ago, what the difference is between then and now.
You want me to grab it?
Yeah, I'll get it back.
This is what causes you to go more than 30 minutes.
If it goes very long, you get him, okay?
Briefly, mixed up kid. 20 years ago, I love my mom and dad, and they think that I think that they're evil. But it was said that the other day, as a matter of fact. But there's a truth in the Word of God that's being ignored. And I found out then that it was being ignored then. And there was some teaching that I needed to have. But I didn't come to this knowledge of this teaching without having gone through what almost all teenagers go through today. And you're... many of them. Mom and dad, parents, I'm saying, moms and dads, don't ever think, not my kid, because that's what mine used to think. As I was slipping behind them, stealing their money, buying drugs, drinking, smoking, following after that crowd, and then showing back up with a smile on my face saying everything's okay. But everything was not okay. I was miserable. I was depressed. Talk about depression, Brother Dana. I remember nights where I laid in tears, messed up, with a knife in my hand, next to my stomach, thinking, if I can only do this. But I was afraid to die, and thank God for it. Amen. There was a song that one of my favorite artists used to sing, and I have no idea why they sing it in the mindsets they do, and it was to that extent. Run with the Roses was the name of the song, and it was by Jerry Garcia. And talking about, you don't want to live, but you're a chicken to die. I have to wonder how many people might have actually said, oh yeah, and then it's no more. Right. Mixed up, but that's where I was at. My kids don't hear the full extent of that. They never heard that before. But I wanted to die. What, 22 years old and I want to die? You know? I was doing countless drugs with the mindset of, this could be it. It's easy to step on the accelerator when you're messed up with a mindset of, hey, if I die, I'm just going to die. Who cares? Right. It's very easy. And you know what happens? Some people do. I thank God I didn't. 20 years later, because I have to cut it short, you got the gist of it. Messed up kid, 22 years old, you're still a kid, by the way. 23, 24, you're still a kid in my eyes. Especially if you can't straighten up. So here we go, 20 years. End up going to a church with a friend who was slightly older than me, who grabbed hold of something before we met, left it. We met. Never talked to me about it. I was clueless to what he had been a part of before we met. We were partying hardy, having fun. And then he dropped it like that. We were tripping on acid one night. I'll tell you the whole thing. We were sitting there, about four of us, in a room with nothing to do but listen to music and trip on acid. Oh, boy, that was a great time. When he stood up and looked at us and said, and he spit and walked out of the room. So you can imagine the three other dudes that are sitting there tripping on acid thinking, whoa, What was that? No clue. And so, from that moment, though, I see him at work. He's got a smile on his face. I didn't realize that a sister in the church had run into him. And he fell in that, what we call conviction. His heart was saying, oh, I know it's right. I got to get away from this. I had no idea this was going on. I never heard of such a thing. So, in a heartbeat, the dude straightens up. So what happens there? Mr. Want to Live Dirty and Nasty has a friend who's become clean. That's not right. Because now that if I'm going to stay dirty, that's uncomfortable. You know, I want to, dude, this is what we do. And that's how you talk. But behind the scenes, you're sticking a knife to your stomach saying, I just want to die today. But in public, it's, this is great, man. Hey, now. So it went from there to not much longer watching him. Got me so mad. And I don't even know why. He didn't do anything to me. Not one thing did he do. He didn't say you have to come to church. He didn't preach, man, Jesus is the way to go. He didn't do any of that stuff. It was all me. All coming at me that was causing me to say, God, are you real? God, are you real? To where it finally came around full circle. And I found myself at that point. And I found myself in this church. I found myself hearing what I'm hearing right now from somebody else. I find myself still doing the same things, though, because I was still trying to run from what I knew that I needed. Got into a car accident the night after the first time I went to church. Laying there in my car, I said, yeah, that was the place I need to be. So I came back, not that same night, but like the next service or the service after, whatever it was, and shocked my friend, because usually when people leave in a moment like that, they never come back. I came back and said, I don't know what it is, but this is where I need to be. I didn't care about doctrine. I didn't know what doctrine was. Had no idea. All I knew is there was a real something that met me on the grounds once before, overdosed, and let me know in a mild way, yes, Mike, I'm real. Didn't allow me to die. From that point forward, another step where I walked in this place, wherever we were, on the other side. This place is wherever it's at. It doesn't have to be a building. I mean, wherever it's at. I walked into this place, and the same voice met me again. And that voice said, it's me. You're in the right place. When you hear it, you cannot deny it. You really have to fight against yourself to deny it. And I said, this is it. This is what I want. 20 years later, I'm still not drugging, still not sticking a knife to my stomach, I'm still not stealing from people, I'm still not beating people down, I'm still not cheating on people, I'm still not doing any of that stuff. You don't find me cussing, swearing, smoking. I don't do any of that stuff. You say, well, what's wrong with some of that stuff? You know what? I'm not here to argue whether any of that stuff's right or wrong. All I know is when I received the Holy Ghost, it happened in a day. I got the Holy Ghost with this group of people who were praying with me, to the point where I went from tripping on acid a couple of days before and smoking and drinking and snorting and whatever else to church service, Holy Ghost, next day walking down Broadway, Norwich, Connecticut, and hearing some dude cuss across the street. And I felt like I got smacked in the face. And that's it. I'll never forget the day. I can see it right now. Then I kept walking and I heard somebody else swear. And then I heard somebody else swear. And I started getting like, why am I hearing that? Why do I hear these people cussing? And then I started noticing my conversation. Same people, talking to them. And I noticed I'm not doing it. I noticed it. I mean, you notice. You hear yourself. It's not coming out. And you hear their swears. And where you might have swore, it's not there. And you're like, wow, dude, this is a trip. 20 years later, I'm still there. Amen. A trip that never ends. No side effects, no hangovers. It's the real deal. This is what that is trying to copy. Do you understand? This is the real thing
that drugs are trying to copy and impersonate and cause you to think is fun. If you want a real trip, you want a real high, why don't you get on one that never ends? That's what getting the Holy Ghost is all about. Praise God.
That's excellent. Praise God. Now, I didn't give Brother Mike any advance notice. He didn't come up here with a prepared speech, and he wasn't reading off of a teleprompter. That was coming from his heart. And since he did bring up the other character, I'd like, if you don't mind, on short notice, the one that spit and walked out, to come up here and just say something about the, you know, the then and now, whatever you feel, Brother John. Amen.
Those were interesting days. Yeah, I moved up here. I was in church in Texas for about 6 or 8 months or so, maybe a year, and decided not to continue going for whatever reason that I don't want to go into. I know the reason, but I don't want you to know the reason. I moved up here thinking, yeah, I've lived here before. I know God doesn't live in Connecticut. You know, there are just places on earth God ain't. Africa, Connecticut. So I moved up here and was looking for a good job, not a convenience store assistant manager job, which is what I ended up finding. But I wanted a real job, one like I have now. So I ended up working at Chuckie's in East Great Plains down there over by the firehouse and all that stuff. And so I went to work there and rose quickly to assistant manager with the promise of becoming a manager, which I still didn't consider to be a real job. And I was there one night and Sister Doris Masters walked in, and this was in 1989. Yeah, 1989. So 21 years ago. And I knew what she looked like because she was Pentecostal to the core. You know, there's something to say for the Pentecostal look. She had it. And it's like I knew it. So I asked her to pray for me. And so she must have, and I think he actually walked in there and saw me that night too, but I didn't see him. Yeah, and so, but Brother Mike worked for me, with me, technically for me, but I wasn't that great of a boss. I mean, there was one time I should have hammered him bad because he made a guy a salami sandwich and he just cut off thick hunks instead of using the meat slicer. You remember that? Anyway, after that, she came in. I met him a week or two later. I called him and we went and prayed, and then I went my merry way and didn't act on that. This was in early 1989. This would have been February-ish. So then I went and found what I considered to be a real job at Nutmeg Wire and got Brother Mike a job there. And so he went to work there, and we both worked there, and we both did the same things, only I didn't care for the Grateful Dead. I was more into heavy metal. And then we just did our thing with another fellow named John, who I haven't seen in 15 years or more. And then one night, like he said, we were over at this place out on the river close over down out towards Taftville, in this house, this guy's house, this very strange man's house. And we were tripping on acid. And I just sat there and was thinking about things, and most of what I was thinking made a lot of sense at the time, but that's usually the course of things. After you wake up from that, you realize that didn't make any sense at all. A giggle, he knows. But then the thought hit me, it's like, you know, I'm tired of this. And it was Saturday night, and I knew the next day was Sunday. So I decided there, in the middle of all that, probably right before I spit and walked out. I don't remember that part too clearly, that I was going to go to church that Sunday. And so I did. And the rest is history. Yes, life's a lot better now. That was the last time I ever tripped on acid. And as I got back from church, okay, I went to the, I don't think I went to the morning service. I came in the 6 o'clock in the evening service. I came at the 6 o'clock in the evening service. It was an out-of-town preacher, brother named Jerry Jeffers, who's still very well thought of and popular across the country. But he was preaching, and he preached a message on, you know, and it was all a hold up your, I was perceiving that as one of those name it, claim it, charismatic style prosperity message, because he was having everybody hold their wallet up, and I was like, oh no, man, I thought this was apostolic. I was like, you know, so I almost didn't come back, because that message just didn't, that wasn't what I wanted to hear. But I did come back, but after that, you know, I still purposed in my heart that I was going to live for God. And so I had a carton of cigarettes, almost full. They didn't cost $80 for the carton back then. And I had maybe an eighth of an ounce of marijuana. And so I tore up all the cigarettes in a pile, and I mixed the marijuana in a big pile in there and the cigarettes, thinking, you know, if I got to smoke that, I got to smoke all of that. So, and then I took all my tapes and shredded everything, and the guy John that he and I know together was like, why didn't you give all this stuff to me? It's like, no. But anyway, long story short, here I am today, 21 years later, still living for God.
Isn't that great? Amen.
Wouldn't change a thing.
Amen. So what I wanted to say is this. You know, people say, I would believe in God if I could see Him or if I could hear Him. The same people believe in the wind. Hallelujah. What need I say more? Let us stand. You saw the evidence of things not seen today. You saw what faith can do. This is substance of things hoped for. They were hoping for something better. You saw the substance. Don't tell me there's not a God. I know too much. Let's give Him some praise today. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Isn't it amazing what God can do? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Isn't it amazing what God can do? Praise the Lord. Now, before we go, now, don't leave after the preaching's done because you feel, you know, God's going to try to get too personal with you. Just listen for a moment. This may be the best moment of your life if you'll just take 30 to 60 seconds of your life to say, God, I'm here, and I'm here with everybody else. I'm no more important or less important than anybody here. Would you help me today?
Yes, amen.
Praise the Lord. If you can do that for these two guys, I believe you can do it for me too. Yes. Hallelujah. So right where you are, we won't even try to make you uncomfortable unless you just want to come. And if you do, that's fine. There's plenty of space. But right where you are, or if you come, tell the Lord. Tell Him all your heart. Tell Him all your heart. That's what He wants. He wants to hear your heart.
Yes, He does.
Praise the Lord. Just talk to Him like a friend. Jesus, I need you today. Hallelujah. Would you? Go ahead. Just talk to Jesus. Because He's here. He's listening. Your life's not so messed up He can't do something with it. He can. Hallelujah. Jesus, bless today.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Bless today. God, no matter where everyone's coming from, no matter what brought them here, no matter what circumstances might have been difficult prior to, that God, they can see You as the hope and as a new beginning. Hallelujah. And as the only one that can make a difference today. Thank You, Jesus. Bless this people. Bless them no matter who they are, no matter how poor they are, no matter how rich they are.
Jesus, Jesus, today we need you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory,
Jesus,
glory
is here right now. Reach out and touch him. Jesus is here. Help you receive. Jesus is standing near, waiting your heart to cheer. Jesus is here right now.
Jesus
is here right now. Reach out and touch him.
Oh, yes, hallelujah.
Jesus is here right now to help you receive. Jesus is standing near, waiting your heart to cheer. Jesus is here right now. Only believe.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah. Praise
Thank
the Lord.
Jesus. Amen.
Hallelujah. We're finishing. If we'd all stand today, we must believe that he can do something with us.
Yes.
And that's the key to hearing the word of God. We must believe he can do something with little old me.
Little old me.
It's enough to hear somebody else, but we got to believe that he can do it for me.
Yes.
And then act upon it. Amen. Amen. Lord, we praise you today for this great, great service and for everybody that God has come. We pray that, Lord, what has been planted today will continue to grow and we'll see these faces again. In Jesus' name.